Q-Tech Records. DJ
949. Paul Productions.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's T-Don. Paul
Productions. He's got some voice.
Absolutely, he's great.
Paul Productions.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another T-Don BTD Radio / Traces of Dawn music commentary. I thank you all for tuning in for another commentary. Nice to be here with you. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, you probably already know. I'm going to talk about the release of Jekyll's Will. I'm so excited about this album, as I've been telling you all about it. Or actually EP, I could probably call it an album because there are 7 songs on them. Yes, or on this EP, there's actually 6. But if you go to Bandcamp, you will get 7 songs. That will be the only place that you will receive 7 songs. When it goes to the distributor, you will only get 6 songs. So if you go to Amazon or any of those places like that, it's not there yet. I mean, it's been submitted, but now I have to wait through the channels to, you know, get it to get there. But you only get 6 of the songs, and that's going to be kind of how this is going to roll out as new music starts appearing. And I just want to be able to give the fans some little extra something somethings out there. There's going to be a ton of music. As I said before, now that I have a distributor that I trust, that I can get the music out there, really will change a lot. I have so much music that's been stored up that I said, you know what, I got to go through this. I got to get through this stuff. Also, I've got to get the Jekyll and Hyde out there, the Jekyll and Hyde album. There's a lot of things that need to take place now. And you're going to be hearing some interesting genres as well. I want to break out into many genres. I've talked about before, I think on the last commentary, I said, oh, I'm done separating myself and putting myself into one genre, like alternative rock, which I am. I am a rocker at heart. But at the same time, I also love all types of music. I can't categorize myself into one spot. It's hard for me to do that. I love all types of music. I am a being of all types of music within me. And some of you already know I've started out as an instrumentalist. And then I went into the rock genre, rock alternative. And I'm so happy that I'm able to come back to that world and produce music that's even better than it was when I first started doing instrumental music. I'm like completely blown away compared to the way it used to be. Now, a lot of fans love the way it used to be, those songs, but it's amazing with all the years of experience that it is just grew. The main goal, of course, for these types of songs, these instrumental songs, is to try to get them into the hands of the TV and music execs. They're there, but you know, you gotta wait for them to listen to it, see if they like it. If they don't like it, they pass you on, you go on. And it's a matter of having a ton of music out there as well. If you're not familiar with it, the music / movie entertainment industry, it's very important for you to have a ton of songs that they can choose from or see what all your capabilities are. And that's where I am in the mix of things. So when I'm talking about different genres, don't be surprised if you hear a song, an instrumental song that is a dance song. Or don't be surprised, I'm going to actually dabble into some jazz. I might kind of break the rules because I know some, you know, people who are really into jazz are like, this is how jazz works. You don't change it. This is the way it works. Well, if you're familiar with the way T-Don works, T-Don does not follow the rules. I can't say that I have followed rules throughout my life, so why change it here, right? I guess that's what makes T-Don and Traces of Dawn different. And I'll try to stay within, you know, the rules somewhat. But I've been dabbling a bit into it. I'm liking it. I've not really been a big jazz listener. I like some jazz, but not a lot of it. It doesn't really intrigue me. But for some reason or another, some of the stuff that I'm producing here is like, oh, okay, I kind of like that. There will also be some music that you'll find out there that won't be on albums. That is just music that's being submitted to the TV and music execs. And they'll probably end up being singles simply because they are not part of an album. I suppose they could be eventually made as an album, and I'll probably do something like that. I'm looking into a lot of EPs, and one of the reasons for that is because you can break off from EPs and make like a few of the songs that people know, and then you throw in some other songs that people don't know, and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to have that EP because it's got this song on it, and maybe some songs that no one's heard before. So it's where I'm going with the EP world, trying to, I guess, so much experience, or not experience, experimental, just throwing some things out there, but I, of course, want it to be in a right genre type of fit. So I'm not really excited about putting a dance song next to a, well, I don't know if I'm going to do hip hop. I don't know if I can do that. But let's say next to hip hop or next to rock or something like that. I may not do that. I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. Like Jekyll's Will. Jekyll's Will is all instrumental. I don't think I could put a song in there where I'm singing. Now, maybe I could put a song into an instrumental EP where I have my voice, my haunting tones, which I have thought about doing a little bit more like that, like an Enya type of sound, because I have that in me as well. But of course, most of the stuff's going to be more towards the haunting sound, of course, because that's all part of my layout, my being of who I am when I make music. It goes through the tone of my voice all the way to just making an instrumental song. Anyway, as we move to like Hyde. Hyde is going to be totally different. And like I said, that is in the works right now. It won't have as many songs on it because I have a more difficult time with producing a lot of songs with vocals because there's more that you have to do, of course. So that is, I think it's a total of 4 songs right now. And I'm pretty sure that's where I'm going to stop that one at, is 4 songs. Maybe a bonus song, I'm not sure. But that one, it won't have as many. But it's going to be more of the disturbing side of Jekyll and Hyde. Anyway, that's where I'm going with the music. And I'm just so excited about all of this because it puts me into so many different categories. And I'm sure it can confuse some people, like, okay, I thought you were alternative rock. Now you've got this. Now you've got that. But hey, why pinhole a person into something that they're not? It's impossible. You know, if you make other types of music, I think it's important to do that. So that's what I'm doing. And just an FYI, so you are prepared. I'm also working on a Christian EP. And, I don't know if you're Christian or not, or whether that's what you like or not, but hey, that's what I like. And I want to produce a Christian EP as well. There's several songs, and some of you guys have actually heard some of the songs before, and they can range anywhere from rock to just a very simple song, piano, that type of thing. But that's what I'm working on. So there'll be one of those. It's just going to be endless. I'm so excited. I'm constantly involved in music now. Anywhere, anything, whatever. It's in my bloodstream. And I'm just excited that I have a very trusted, you know what I'm saying, what I'm about ready to say? That's right. Trusted distributor that I can actually use. All right. Well, enough of that kind of stuff. What song are we actually going to talk about today? Well, I thought it was time to start talking about Jekyll's Will, because Jekyll's Will is out there, and talk about the songs that are on Jekyll's Will. And we'll be able to take some commentaries and break these down. Of course, there will be no words, but there's feelings in these songs, and that's what I will probably, as we move through this, talk about. So this song here, we're going to go over medieval times, the one that was first released off of the EP. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And, before I go into it, let's give you a little something so you don't have to sit here and listen to me the whole time.
Thank you.
I love this song. It's absolutely amazing song. I listened to it back, and I listened to it many, many times. And of course, I listened to it before I let it go out the door. And I said, how in the world did you do that? I mean, I was in the moment. I was in the spirit of the song. And when it was completed, I said, what? You know, I listened to it, and I'm like, how did you put all that together? It's almost like I was in like a twilight zone, or as we say, a soundscape or a dreamscape. I was out there in it, and I was involved in it, and I put my whole self into that song, and it became itself. You know, it became a song that holds its own. It's 6 minutes and 22 seconds. I never let a song go that long. And I don't even think I knew that when I was finished until I condensed it down. I started mastering it and making sure it had some great sound to it. And I looked at that and I said, you've got to be kidding. 6 minutes and 22 seconds. You all have set aside that much time of your life to listen to that song. And it's funny, it moves from the beginning to the end as if you don't even realize it's 6 minutes and 22 seconds. How many times can I say that, right? But I was so amazed at how that turned out. And I said, it can't be anything different. I can't shave it off. I can't, you know, some songs I get started and I get into them and I'm like, oh my gosh, T, this is too much. This is way too long. You got to cut it down. Your audience isn't going to like this. And I'll get in there and shorten it. And then having a hard time talking this morning. And sometimes I get songs that are too short. I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to make this longer. Your audience isn't going to think you just threw that out there, you know. But, you know, I didn't even pay attention to it. I don't even remember paying attention to it until like the very last minute as I'm getting ready to master it and distribute it. And that's it. And like I said, I couldn't change it. There was no way that I was going to change that into anything different. So it holds its own, and it's definitely holding its own out there in the internet world, in the music world. I'm getting people come to me that I don't even know who they are, you know. Well, of course, that's normal for fans and that, but I have my fans that I've talked to a lot, and then there are, of course, fans that have just come to me, but there are newer people from the instrumental side. I guess that's really what I'm trying to say. And they're hooking up with me, and so it's like I'm opening the door again. As I was an instrumental artist before, and then I closed that door. And I opened up another door, which was, of course, alternative rock. And then I closed that door. Well, no, I'm not really closing that door. That door is not closed, just so you know that. But I've kind of opened up two doors now. And I said, oh, enough already. Let it all out there. You'll let everybody get a chance to hear all of this. If you like it, you like it. You don't, you don't. And, you know, there's going to be stuff that you will like and stuff that you don't like. So anyway, back to medieval times. I love the name in general. I actually have an older song. I don't know. It was probably from 2002. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. It's called Medieval Times. You'd probably laugh if you heard it. Or maybe not. Maybe you really like it. That was an album, a CD that I gave to many friends some time ago. Not sure if I remember what it is. Yes, I actually do have quite a few CDs out there, but these were more like friends. CDs, you know, people that, hey, they'd probably say anything to you anyway. Maybe they might not tell you the truth, but yeah, I hope friends do tell you the truth, but you know what I'm saying? Friends, families, those geckos out there. Well, I don't know, maybe geckos enjoy it, but you know what I'm saying? There are quite a few. There is actually the one out there that, I have the photo, the digital generated picture that I did and I put all together. Well, of course, right now I don't remember the name of it. So sorry. It's hard to get you thinking about it and then can't even tell you. Don't remember. It's too early in the morning. Anyway, so there is another song called Medieval Times out there. I love the name, first of all. Love it. And I love the era. The era is so cool. If you've ever been to Medieval Times dinner, those are really, really cool. You just really get into what they did back then. And they wear those knights, or they call the knights in shining armor, you know. I think that time is so cool. Well, Jekyll and Hyde really has nothing to do with Medieval Times, of course. So if you're saying, well, how did that all come to play in here? Well, it did, in a way. Medieval Times was a time where it was the Dark Ages, or the time when they call it the Middle Age, not like your age, Middle Age, but the time where it was just, I don't know, people were just trying to figure things out, I guess. I'm not really sure. But it was more so that they called Dark Ages, things that represented more of dark things or the unknown. Think of a knight, you know, knights in, like I said, knight in shining armor was all covered up. But of course, they were using it for fighting and that. But anyway, I just really enjoy that era. So I thought, you know, I want to put this in here. I want to call it Medieval Times because I feel that Jekyll and Hyde went through that mentally. Jekyll and Hyde is not two different characters. It's one person who has a mental issue. And I'm like not all over the actual Jekyll and Hyde story. Like I'm not like a huge fan of it. I'm not, you know, watched the movie 1,000 times or anything like that. Anything has to do with Jekyll and Hyde, I'm not all over it. I love the mysterious side to the whole thing. Because you have Jekyll, who was the kind doctor who helped many people. He doesn't get all the glory. We all know that the people out there, the villains, tend to get the glory unless you're a superhero, you know. But Jekyll was the nice guy who tried to do all that was good. And I thought, I'm going to put an EP together, Jekyll's Will. Doesn't mean that he's dying. If you think will means I'm going to sign my will, or, you know, I'm signing a will because I'm getting ready to die and I'm going to will this to people. No, that's not what that means. Jekyll's will means his strength. He's trying. And I could have called it strength. I kind of went between that and will, but I thought will would be the best. But it's his strength to get up and over this hill that he's in, or not this hill, but this, mental issue that he's in. Back then, they didn't take care of mental issues. Basically, you were put away, locked up. You were a monster, per se. And that's what happened to Jekyll. A guy who was ever so kind ended up becoming a monster, and not a real monster, of course, but a person who just really had some issues, let's just say. I don't want to say all the other words, so we'll just put it at that. And we deal with that kind of stuff today. And I thought, you know what, I want to put an EP together that is somewhat relaxing but disturbing all at the same time. This might be what Jekyll felt like. Felt like before he was going into his Hyde character / mental issues. And he went through journeys. He went through ways of trying to figure out how not to become Hyde, and all of these things that were wrapped up into him. Imagine if he had this album or this EP and he listened to it all the time. Maybe he would never have been a Hyde. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, it's my way of distributing something that, if you have a mental issue or not, it should relax you. It's an EP that should relax. It should put you into deep thoughts, perhaps maybe feeling like nothing else is going on in the world and you just focus, like when I made medieval times and didn't even know how long it really was until the very end. I just went into another, I don't know, another, you know, realm somewhere. I went somewhere when I was creating it. And maybe that's what this EP does for you. And that's what I thought, wow, my way of giving back, but kind of telling the story of Jekyll. So medieval times was written for that. It was written because I feel that in medieval times, they were kind of in the middle of things. And so was Jekyll. He was in the middle of things. He had issues. In medieval times, there was issues then. As we all have issues all through all these eras, right? But I really thought it was great to be able to put something like this together and take you through that journey. As the whole EP is a journey, I love every single song off of this EP, and I will be telling you about every single song, and may not be as long as this particular commentary because you're just getting to know about Jekyll's Will itself, you know, the EP. But medieval times is really just what I said. It is the feelings that might have been back then that Jekyll might be feeling before he goes and turns into Hyde, and all the things that are all wrapped up into it, and threw it out there. So I have to say a huge thank you to all of the fans out there who've been buying the EP. I hope that it is the most fabulous EP that you've enjoyed, or you are on your top 10 list. I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this because there are some years worth of songs there. And there are also some songs that just I created in no time flat. Medieval Times actually was one of those songs that I created in no time flat. Again, I was in the moment. It happened. Boom. There it is. Almost like Cuts Like a Knife, which is one of the favorite songs of the fans. I wrote it. Boom, it was done. And sometimes those are the best songs ever. And I wish it always rolled out that way, but it doesn't. So therefore, all this stuff takes too much time. You know, just throw it out there. I wish I could just do that. But you, as I said, will be seeing a whole lot more songs for you to indulge in and enjoy. And I'm so excited to share with you. And I hope you enjoyed the story about medieval times and about what Jekyll's will is all about. We will be sharing his will as we continue through these Wednesdays of these commentaries. All right, with that said, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Thanks for each and every one of you for being who you are and lifting up my days. I've seen and read messages on Facebook, on Twitter, and email from people that I've never even spoke to, and you have such kind words to say, and I thank you. That's so inspiring. I really appreciate it. You don't really know me all that well. You only know me from the internet, right? A lot of you. And I'm glad that what I have done has earned your trust. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. It means a lot to me. All right, to each and every one of you. Yes, 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 yes. I do love each and every one of you. Thank you for allowing me to do what I do and inspiring me to inspire you, to inspire me, to inspire you, inspire and back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. All right, T-Dawn, I am over. Click, click, click. You know it. Out of here.